The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30.
Now, a lot of things that Simon Harris has done in his political past may be relevant to what he does as Taoiseach. He doesn't have experience in departments like finance or public expenditure or foreign affairs, the type of places you might expect a Taoiseach to have cut their teeth, but he did have a lengthy spell in the Department of Health. And he was also very much to the forefront of the announcement of the National Cancer Strategy in 2017. But how well has that actually gone? How much commitment has there been from the state to its implementation? Avril Parr from the Irish Cancer Society is with us. How well has it actually been implemented, that National Cancer Strategy?
Well, in the 7 budgets since it was published in 2017, it has only received proper funding in 2 of those. And progress follows investment, and the result of that is that the strategy, a lot of the key indicators in the strategy have not been met, and as a result, patients are suffering.
Only 2 of the 7 years the budget has been met. What is the budget?
So the budget has been estimated at €20 million a year. We did get that in 2021 and 2022. In the previous years, it was piecemeal. There was 2.7 million one year. There was 8 million another year. In the last 2 years, 2023 and 2024, the current year, 0 funding has been provided. And that was something that was confirmed today at the Health Committee by the Chief Clinical Officer, Colm Henry, and the Director of the National Cancer Control Programme. They said that as part of the estimates process, they saw 20 million for this year and got nil for the National
Cancer Program. And what would the €20 million do?
It would drive a whole range of improvements across cancer prevention, detection and treatment. What we see, and you know, cancer used to be the poster child for progress in the health service. The previous 2 national cancer strategies made a massive difference. So we went from, in 1998, 44% of Irish people surviving a cancer diagnosis, to 20 years later, under those first 2 strategies, it increasing to 65, which was incredible progress and real commitment and real investment. And our expectation when the 3rd one was published was that we would improve further, because even with that progress, we basically went from being last to kind of mid-table. And in 2018, before this strategy, had just been published, those are the latest comparative figures we have internationally. And Ireland had the 3rd highest cancer mortality in Western Europe at the time that our current strategy was published. And our expectation was that we would build on the progress in being an absolute laggard and one of the worst, to actually, under the 3rd programme, put in the money that was needed to put us up there with best performing countries like Spain and Finland, so that Irish people are genuinely getting the best possible chance of surviving. And sadly, we had to tell the Health Committee today that that's not the case.
Okay, something else that comes up related to that. I was at a medical conference recently, which I was chairing the conversations and debates, and to my surprise, there was an oncologist from University Hospital Galway in the public system who said that for the first time in his career, he's having to ask his patients if they've had private insurance. I thought this country, at least one of the things that worked well, was that if you had a serious condition such as cancer, that you would get treated promptly in the private system, or sorry, in the public system, that you wouldn't have to be a private patient, that it wouldn't give you a leg up.
And traditionally, that has been the case, that once you get the diagnosis, that the treatment is as good, if not better, within the public system. That has traditionally been the case. But in recent years, and this one of the areas where we've gone backwards in the last few years, is that there's been this new and growing inequality in terms of access to medicines, where those new medicines are now being reimbursed by the private health insurance companies and not by the state. And that's an awful, like, it's awful for doctors to have to ask their patients that information. But imagine somebody, like, as someone with cancer, particularly somebody with a life-limiting cancer, knowing that there's a drug available.
If you can afford it, because you've been able to afford your private
if you've got private insurance, or, you know, in France or Germany or another European country, to the public system, or indeed up the road in Northern Ireland through the public system, but you can't get it because you happen to be in the Republic of Ireland. That's a shocking and incredible.
And why is that? Is that the state isn't willing to pay for the particular medicines and drugs in the ways that the private insurers will?
So, well, we have the 2nd slowest access to new medicines in the European Union after Portugal. I know it's a complex issue because obviously the state can't pay for them at any price. They have to negotiate with pharma, and many of these new medicines are expensive. But other countries have found a way around that, and they found, you know, a mechanism that both rewards the pharma companies and incentivizes innovation and the development of new therapies, and also is able to secure them for the state at a realistic and a fair price. And we haven't yet done that here. And it is a growing area of inequality. I think the other area, Matt, that hasn't, the other traditional inequality in Ireland is around diagnostics. So you're right. Once you've heard those words, you've got cancer, traditionally you would get as good a service in the public system, if not better. But it's the delay in getting that news.
Because I've heard of many people
for tests.
Exactly, who then have private insurance simply because if they are fearful that they may have cancer and if they need screening or a test, they can get it privately very quickly, whereas publicly they could be waiting so long that by the time they get the diagnosis that they may not be able to get the required treatment.
Yeah, that it may well be more advanced. Like, the most important determinant of survival in cancer is stage at diagnosis. For many cancers picked up at stage one, you know, for example, breast, prostate cancer picked up at an early stage, your survival rate will be over 80-90%. But at stage four, it could be down to 10%. So it makes a massive, massive difference. And it's incredibly unfair that people are not being given that opportunity purely by background or by income, that people are losing their lives in Ireland to cancer because they can't afford to jump those waiting lists.
Okay, final thing, Avril Parr, as Chief Executive of the Irish Cancer Society, what difference, if any, do you think is it going to make to government funding of the National Cancer Programme or other cancer services such as diagnostics, the fact that the new Taoiseach was once a Minister for Health? Is that actually going to make any difference in any way?
Well, it should, because Simon Harris was the Minister for Health that published the National Cancer Strategy and set out this ambition for people affected by cancer in Ireland, where it hasn't been funded and that ambition has not been realised. But we're hoping that in his new role as Taoiseach that he'll take the National Cancer Strategy back off the shelf and ensure that it's a priority for the government as a whole, because it's not just the health issues. We know health did not do well in the budget this year overall. So it's a whole of government issue and it needs Taoiseach level leadership to deliver, so that Irish people know that if they hear those devastating words, you've got cancer, that they're being given the best possible chance of surviving the disease and having a good quality of life afterwards.
Avril Parr, Chief Executive of the Irish Cancer Society, thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today.